神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
There was an old man who carried a little can of oil with him everywhere he went.
曾经有一个老人家，不管到哪里去，总是带着一瓶油。
If he passed through a door that squeaked, he poured a little oil on the hinges.
每当他过一个门，如果发现那个门很涩的话，他就会加一点油，让它很好开关。
So he went through life.Lubricating all the hard places and making it easier for those who came after him.
所以不管他往哪里去，他总是喜欢把这些很难开关的这些门栓呢加上油，让它润滑，好让后面的人可以容易做。
People called him crazy, that he was queer, that he was an odd fellow, all kind of names that really were not nice.
那别人看他这样做呢，就取笑他，认为他疯狂了，他好像一个傻瓜一样，给他很多很多的这些啊不尊重他的名称。
But the old man went steadily on, refilling his can of oil when it became empty and oiling the hard places he found.
但是这位老人家呢，还是一样照常的去做，没有停下来，一样的把他的瓶子加满油，到处去把那些难的啊，就是已经生锈的地方，让他们可以润滑。
He did not wait, until he found a squeaky door or a rusty hinge, and then go home to get his oil.He always carried it with him.
他的行为并不是说看到生锈的门栓再回家去拿油，而是总是随身携带着一瓶油。
There are many lives of people that are cranky, that are ungrateful, that are harsh, that we meet day by day.
我们在人生当中有时候呢，每天都会碰到某一些不感恩或是很粗鲁、粗暴或是很严厉的人。
They need lubricating with the oil of kindness, gentleness, or thoughtfulness.
事实上，这些人呢，很需要我们用恩慈、仁慈、温柔和体贴来帮他润滑。
Modern research shows us that the most pleasant of all of the feelings that we can have is the act of kindness.
现代的研究告诉我们，让我们心里面最愉悦的、最愉快的，应该是就是仁慈。
It's one of the most healthy things you can do for yourself and for others.
是一个为了自己的缘故或为别人的缘故，是让我们最健康的一个表达，就是仁慈。
Now, in the other tape, we talked about what kindness was.
上次的节目我们已经提到什么叫做仁慈。
I'm going to review just a little bit of that, and then we're going into what the acts of kindness is.
我们要做一点点的复习呢，然后我们再来讲什么叫做仁慈的行动。
Someone once said, a researcher, that unselfish behaviors like a miracle drug.
有人这样在他的报告里面这样子说一句话，不自私的行为像一帖神奇的药方。
It benefits the person to whom the act is directed, and it also, at a distance when people see it, it touches them.
不但自己由自己啊有这种仁慈的行为，有这种不自私的行为的人呢会得到益处，而且呢对于那些四周围的人也一样会可以啊体会领受到。
Actually, one of the studies, one of the people that participated, gave a testimony of how it changed their lives.
甚至有人自己有这样的经历，实际的经历，然后给这样的见证。
He said, some months ago, I was so stressed out that I could barely get 4 hours of sleep at night.
这样的人这样说呢，这个人这样说，他说呢，在几个月前呢，他因为压力太大，所以呢，睡不好觉。
I had all sorts of aches and pains.
而且身体上很多的疼痛。
I even took the drugs, the antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, but it didn't help me.
吃了很多止痛药或者是这种精神方面的这种镇定药都没有用。
I then found out by doing this that love is the true healer.
最后发现呢，原来呢，用爱的行为来行动的时候呢，反而医治了他。
When I do nice things for others, I definitely feel a physical response.
他这样说，当我对别人有这种爱的行动的时候呢，我觉得我里面好像身体产生了反应。
For me, it was mostly a relaxing of my muscles.
对我来讲是一个身体这种肌肉的放松。
I did not realize they were so tense.
原来我不知道我有那么大的这种张力压力。
But you see, as he was kind, his muscles and the tension just drained out of him.
所以当他一很仁慈恩慈对人的时候呢，他整个肌肉就放松了。
Now he said he can sleep well at night.
他现在可以睡得很好了。
And most of his pains and aches disappeared.
疼痛也消失了。
You said, well, how can that be?
或许你说这怎么可能呢?
Because you don't realize how tense you may be.
因为你从来没有真的体识到你本身身上有很大的张力。
And the tensing up of the muscles of the neck, of the back, the muscles in all of your body becomes tense.
从你的颈部到你的背部，你的整个身体的那种紧张的那种张力非常的大，你自己不晓得。
And this can cause pains and aches.
那这些呢，就会带给你这种疼痛。
You see, actually, there is a chemical in our body that when we do things that are kind, unselfish, loving,It seems to secrete, and then it brings to you a feeling of happiness.
当我们有这种不自私、仁慈的爱的行动的时候呢，在我们的身体里面好像产生了一种化学变化，会把我们提升、营造一种快乐、还有喜乐、愉悦的这种气氛。
Actually, I believe this is one of the reasons why you and I are on this earth.
而且我相信这是为什么我们生存在地球上的一个很重要的原因。
And that is to be kind and loving and gentle with people because that's what makes the body rewarded and that is what helps our health.
这个原因就是呢，我们生存在这个地球上面，我们需要对别人要恩待，要有仁慈，要有爱，这样的话，我们会得到自我的报酬，而且别人也得到益处。
The researchers said there seems to be a biological reward for doing the right thing.
当你做对事情的时候，我们在生理上会给我们有一种报酬。
Kindness is not only something that has a positive benefit for ourselves, it's something that has a positive effect on our community.
当我们有仁慈的时候呢，不是只有对自己很肯定的有一些收获好处，而且对我们的四周围的社区也是一样会产生好处。
I lived on an island. There was about, I think about 25,000 people lived on it.
当我住在一个小海岛的时候呢，大概有25,000人。
For years, it was known that their people were such...Loving people, kind people, treated others very good.
这个小海岛上的人呢，长久以来就被人家认知到说他们是非常彼此相爱、彼此恩待，而且很温柔待人的这样的一个海岛的居民。
In fact, when they became a tourist island, in their magazine, they said that their people was their greatest resource.
曾经有一本讲到这个海岛的一个游览杂志上面提到说，这个海岛里面的居民他们的态度呢，事实上就是他们最大的资产。
So you see, acts of kindness help not only ourselves, but it has the power of affecting a whole society.
所以仁慈的行为不是只有自己得益处，整个社区都会得到益处，整个社会都会得到益处。
I want to bring to you now some sayings that have been passed down through the centuries about kindness and about being unselfish, and we can see how it has affected down through history.
我要从历史的过去的一些经验，然后来告诉你这种不自私的仁慈是怎么样来影响的。
Albert Schweitzer, who gave his life to Africa, once said,Constant kindness can accomplish much.
很有名的史怀哲博士把自己的生命大部分的时间都奉献在非洲。他有一次他这样说，他说不断地献出仁慈可以有非常多的成就跟果效。
As the sun makes ice melt, kindness causes misunderstanding, mistrust, and hostility to evaporate.
就像太阳可以使这个雪融化一样，仁慈可以化解误会，或者是化解严厉刚硬。
There was another man who spoke about the fact that when we have the capacity to care, and I want to mention the fact that there seems to be those who have no capacity for this, they just don't know how, but when you do have that capacity, you are blessed.Because you're one that can reach out to others.
有人这样说，我们如果有那种关心的能力，我在这里要澄清一下，有些人真的是没有关心的能力，因为他们呢，不知道该怎么去关心。但是如果你有关心的能力的话，那实在是一个自己得福，也让人家受福的一个人。
And this ability gives life its deepest significance.
这种关怀的能力会带给我们人生很深的意义。
One man said, dedicate some of your life to others. Your dedication will not be a sacrifice. It will be a happy experience.
有人这样说，当你为别人奉献你自己的时候，事实上不是牺牲，而是一种享受的一种经验。
No joy can equal the joy of serving others, and no act of kindness, no matter how small,is ever wasted.
没有一种快乐比你帮助人更快乐的，而且呢，你所有付出的仁慈，不管是多少，它都不会浪费。
Opportunities for kindness are flowing past us constantly.
这些需要我们付出仁慈的这些机会呢，常常会从我们身边流去。
During the hours we spend at home,
我们在家的时间
or in the office,or store, or in the shops.
或者是我们在办公室里面，还是说我们在逛商店的时候，我们在买东西的时候，都有这些机会。
Even as we walk along the street.
甚至我们在街上走的时候。
As we drive our car.
比如说你在开车的时候。
As we travel by train, plane, or bus.
或者是你在坐车，不管是火车或者是公车的时候。
In short, wherever we are and whatever we are doing, we can be kind.
不管你在哪里或者是你在做什么，你都可以表达你的仁慈。
I want to give you some ideas of how you can show your kindness, even in your community and where you work and around the areas of even the home.
那我要给你一些建议跟一些观念，当你在不管是在家在什么地方工作或者是在外面的时候呢，你都可以表达你的仁慈。
Give the gift of a smile.
给人一些礼物或者是给他一些微笑。
That works anywhere you are.
到哪里去这个都很有果效的。
With your children.
对你的孩子。
With your husband.
对你的先生。
Can you imagine how it would be in the morning that when everyone gets up and they smile at each other, say a kind word to each other, do you see how the day could start?
你可以想象一早起来全家的人彼此微笑彼此很仁慈的相待。然后呢说一些非常温馨的话，这样一天下来是过得怎么样的时光，你可以想象吗？
As you go down the street, every once in a while you can smile at someone.
当你走过街道的时候，对别人微笑一下。
Often as I walk down the street, I see people who look so tired, or they look like there's something wrong, or they're in a hurry, and just give them a little smile.And it seems like it helps them.
有时候我在街上看到有些人很疲累， 而且好像有很重的心事，我就给他们一些微笑，这样也可以帮助他们。
When you work with people, or if you're a sales girl, or if you're a salesman, it's very nice to see a smile on their face.
如果你是一个推销员的话，我相信脸上挂着微笑是很管用的。
A simple act of kindness.
很简单的一种仁慈的表现。
It costs you nothing.
对你来讲，你不花费什么。
And actually, scientists have said that you use less muscles smiling than you do when you frown.
有人这样子说，他啊，研究说呢，一个人在绷着脸的时候呢，会比微笑时候动用或者牵动更多的肌肉。
And then with our neighbors.Let's be good neighbors.
我们对邻居也是一样，要仁慈。
Actually, in some places, people hardly know their neighbor.
很多地方呢，连邻居住的是谁都不知道。
They go to work early in the morning. They come home in the evening. They never really express any, recognition to their neighbors.
因为呢，一大早大家去工作了，晚上才回来，然后好像很少去关心到底隔壁是谁，或者是他们在做什么。
And that's an area that maybe we need to learn.
或许这方面我们要学习。
How to be kind.
怎么样对我们的邻居仁慈。
You see, most of the time, we have to learn to be kind.
很多时候我们要仁慈呢是要学习的。
We have to realize places and see things that we need to be kind.
因为我们需要去观察，要看到需要，然后我们要去有这种仁慈的行动。
So maybe in the area of our neighbor, we have to learn how to be kind.
所以对我们的邻居，你要去学习去知道说到底该怎么样对他仁慈。
Help them to know that you want to be friends with them, that you want to have a good relationship with them.
让对方知道说你愿意跟他交朋友，让他们跟他们有这种友谊的关系。
Well, we can always begin with saying hello to them.
当然我们可以从问候开始，跟他打招呼开始。
Maybe some little conversation we can give.
一点点的对话。
Maybe sometime we make something, some cake, something, and we can take a piece over to our neighbors.
做一点你手能做的一些吃的东西，像一个蛋糕，可以分享给隔壁的人。
Maybe you find out that you have a young neighbor, a mother who has several children under a great stress.
比如说呢，你发现你隔壁呢是一个年轻的一个妇人，她有好几个孩子，常常呢很累。
And maybe every once in a while you can go over and give her a helping hand.
偶尔你可以过去，然后呢帮她一点忙。
You see, this is how we learn to be neighborly.This is how we learn to be kind to those that are not very far from us.
那些在我们四周围跟我们很近的这些，不管是邻居或朋友也好，或者是同事也好呢，我们都可以去显示我们的仁慈。
Some of you that are older, your children are gone, but maybe your neighbor does have children, and maybe once in a while you can say, you know, I'll sit with your children while you go out.
有时候呢，你的孩子长大了，你已经不需要为孩子费心，也可以去帮帮隔壁有孩子的这些家庭，帮他们看一下孩子，让他们可以出去。
Then with our friends, there are things that we can show kindness to them that will deepen our friendship.
跟朋友之间呢，如果我们有这种仁慈的表现，会加深我们的友谊。
Actually, maybe you can send a little word.Written word of appreciation to your friend.
比如说呢，写一张小小的感谢的卡片。
Of course, you can share some of your food things that you have with your friend as they come and visit you.
也分享你一些食物，可以请他吃一些东西，到家里面来吃一些东西。
Now, I know there's some cultures that don't give hugs, as we call them, but for those, there's many times a friend would really need a good hug to know that somebody cares.
即使有一些文化里面不太用这种拥抱或者是身体的碰触来表达，但是呢，很多人事实上是很需要被拥抱来给他一些鼓励的。
You know, even with our own mothers and fathers,
即使是自己的父母亲
，Sometimes we forget how to acknowledge how much they have done for us.
我们有时候没有去注意到或忘记到他们为我们所做的实在太多了。
As we get older, there may be many times we don't understand each other.
等到他老了，我们长大了之后，成人之后呢，也越来越不彼此了解。
And sometimes you feel they may interfere with your life.
甚至有时候你会觉得他们好像在拖累或干扰你的人生。
But I think you have to look over some of that and be able to give them some kindness.
但是呢，我想你需要把这些先割开，然后给他们一些仁慈的一些表达。
Maybe you can write a little note and tell them of some of the things you have appreciated that they have done for you.
写一些好像短信一样，告诉他们你对于他们为你所做的多么的感谢。
You see, kindness can we can touch people everywhere.
事实上，当你有仁慈的表现的时候呢，到处你都可以去触摸到人。
You know, even as we drive our car, we can be kind.
即使你开车的时候，你还是可以有仁慈的表现。
You know how the traffic is going this way and that, and people cutting in and cutting out and near accidents. It really doesn't have to be that way.
交通有时候是很忙乱的，而且呢，会抢车道、抢来抢去。事实上呢，我们不需要这样子。
But you say we're all in a hurry.
或许你说大家都在急啊。
Maybe that's what's wrong with us.
那就是或许是我们的问题了。
Maybe that's why life is so hard.
那就是为什么人生过得那么的累，那么的难。
We're too much of in a hurry.
我们太急了。
We don't even want to let somebody in line who need, that may need to get in line.
有时候呢，我们在排队的时候呢，别人有急需的时候，我们不愿意让他们插进来。
I know sometimes as I'm driving, down the road and I come maybe to a shopping center where people can hardly get out because of the traffic. It's very nice feeling when you stop and let them out.
你知道吗？当我去购物中心去买东西的时候，有的人刚好要出来，那他呢刚好没有办法从这个车道中挤出来的时候，我稍微让一下让他出来，我心里面的感觉是很好的。
Maybe somebody is trying to back out. You can be kind and allow them to do that.
比如说呢，有人刚好要把车子退出来到这个路上，那你就仁慈一点，让他出来，等他出来。
Can you think of other ways that you could be kind as you're driving?
你能不能想象就是在你开车的时候可以表达什么仁慈的行为呢？
Now, you know, sometimes there are children that need someone to allow them to read to so that they can sort of develop their reading abilities.
孩子们呢，有时候呢，需要去发展这种阅读的能力，他们需要有某些人呢，让他们去念。
Maybe you have a niece or a nephew like that.
或许呢，刚好你有一些亲戚的孩子需要这样做。
Or maybe a child of a friend.
还是朋友的孩子也需要向某一个人去念他的书。
How nice it would be if you would take out a little time to listen while they read.
你可以仁慈的用一点时间来听这些孩子向你念一些课文。
Sometimes there are mothers that are raising their children alone.
有些妈妈呢需要自己来抚养孩子，单亲的家庭。
They could really use a helping hand.
那当然很需要帮手。
Sometimes there are things that need to be repaired in the house.
有时候呢家里需要修复一些东西。
It would be so nice if maybe your husband could go over and fix something for them.
或许你可以请你自己的先生去帮忙，帮他修一点东西。
There are young people who need friends.
很多年轻人需要朋友。
I don't mean their own age or their own peers, but I mean those that can be an example for them.
我所谓的朋友不是指他们自己的那些同年纪的朋友，而是需要有一些人成为他们榜样。来辅导他们的朋友。
Those that can share and show an interest in their lives.
然后跟他们分享表达对他们一些兴趣还是一些经验的这样的朋友。
So there are many, many ways that we can really extend ourselves to others and it really doesn't cost us anything.
很多时候很多方法我们都可以去表达我们的仁慈而且呢对你一点都不会花费什么。
Sometime you may want to visit a person that can't get out.
或许呢，去看一看一个出不了门的一个人，去看看他，探访他。
When someone comes to visit, it's like a light that shines in the house.
因为一个出不了门的人，当有人来看他时候，对他来讲就像阳光一样。
And of course, we bring some little thing for them to have.
有时候带一点小东西来给他们。
Maybe someone that's in the hospital.
有人在医院里面。
Take time to go see them.
用一点时间去看他。
Or take time to call and find out how they are.
用一点时间去用电话来探问他们。
Maybe there's times that you should write a little note to someone to let them know how much you appreciate them.
很多时候你也可以写一些卡片或者是短信来跟对方表达你的感谢。
Employers will be very surprised how their employees feel when the employer is kind to them.
当这个雇员们在公司做事的人呢，他们接到从上面来的给他们的鼓励的感谢的卡的时候呢，你会发现那个果效是很大的。
I have a friend that has a business.
我有个朋友，他做了一个生意，一个事业。
It's not a large business, but he has several, maybe 8 or 10 employees.
那他的公司不大，大概有在8到10个之间的雇员。
He has learned that being kind to them is what keeps them.
他就学到说呢，对他们仁慈一点呢，就可以持守住他们。
Every day he sends out and gets some baked goods for them to eat.
他常常会从外面带回来一些吃的点心给他们吃。
When they need help, he's there to help them.
当他们需要帮助的时候，他随身就在旁边帮助他们。
You see, sometimes in the world we live in, we try to get the most out of each other for ourselves. Selfishly, we use people.
这个世界是一个自私自利，想从别人争取给自己的一个世界。
But if we're going to have a society that is healthy, we're going to have to stop using each other, and we're going to have to start being a blessing to each other.
当我们想要让这个社会可以改进，可以有福利的时候呢，我们最好是彼此很恩慈的相待，彼此能够给予。
Sometimes there are places like old age homes and homes for children who are retarded, or maybe some other kind of institution that maybe you can volunteer an hour or two to show kindness to them.
有时候你可以找到不管是这种养老院，或者是这些有残障的，或者是孤儿院这些地方呢，给他们一点时间去做义工，来表达你的仁慈。
There's another area of kindness I spoke about before, but it's one that truly concerns me.
这是我以前提过，而且是我很关心的一点。
And that is the type of kindness that we show to those people who give us service.
那就是那些在餐馆里面，或者是在一些商店里的服务员。
I have gone to dinners, sometimes large dinners, where they have treated the waitress and those that waited on us very badly.
有时候我去餐馆里面吃大餐的时候呢，我就发现到很多人呢，对这些服务员呢，对这些帮我们服侍我们的人呢，非常的不尊重。
It's like they're saying, I'm the one with the money, so you're the one that must serve me, almost like a slave.
这种态度好像说我付钱，然后你就像奴隶一样为我做。
But you see, human dignity itself teaches us that no matter what level a person is on, we can be kind to them.
但是以人的身为人的自尊来看的话，不管是哪一种层次或哪一种程度的人呢，都需要人家的仁慈。我们应该要对每一种人仁慈。
There are those that serve us, such as policemen, firemen, those type that really deserves our respect and kindness whenever we can show it to them.
这些保持治安的警察人员，还有消防人员，我们都应该对他们表达我们的那种仁慈的感谢，还有尊重。
So you see, anytime and anywhere,You can show kindness. God can help you.
不管在任何的时候，或者是对任何的人，我们都可以借着神的帮助来帮助我们有仁慈的行动。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供。由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄 13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。